Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
McQuirk is on the line and she's from Lachlan. She's on the line actually from Lachlan National School in County Wicklow where she teaches. Emma Quirk, good morning to you.
Hi Oliver, how are you?
Not so bad at all. Thank you so much for taking the time because you know, I know you're at work. And yeah. I flagged you early on that we're talking to a someone obsessed with jigsaws to the extent that you've taken it to this competitive level. So tell us a bit about yourself. You're not from Wicklow, is that right?
No, I'm from Killarney in County Kerry.
Oh yes, very strong and identity
I
there.
Just moved up here then to work. But yeah, I got into jigsaws at a young age. I loved them since the age of four. Mm-hmm. And I started doing like really small piece jigsaws, so probably 4 and 6 piece jigsaws. And then I started being able to do them upside down and back to front.
So you've been playing them all your life. Was there never a moment where you weren't into jigsaws?
No, I was always into them, yeah.
Okay. What do you think it does for you?
It's really good for your brain. It's very relaxing as well, so it's a great like pastime to have. But it definitely is good for problem solving and it gets you thinking, which is pretty good.
It's literally a workout for your muscle memory, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is, yeah.
There's problem solving, there's the short-term memory. It's good for all of that.
And yeah, definitely.
Something for heightened spatial awareness, it says here.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. And it's a lot of fun as well, which is great.
Well,
I always would have just done them casually at home. But I only heard about sea puzzling last year mm-hmm. and started learning how to do them fast, which is a bit different.
I was going to say, there's where I'm kind of wondering. It's fun, it's nice and relaxing. Why bring it to competitive level?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I'd never heard about it before. I always just did it at home. And then one of my friends heard about it online and said, people actually do this as a competition. And I looked into it and I thought I'd join this year. But it's really crazy that people do it so fast.
Yeah. How fast?
I suppose around the half-hour mark is pretty good.
But how many
pieces?
That's
what you're kind of aiming for.
How many big pieces are in a jigsaw puzzle you have to do in half an hour?
Just one in half an hour, so it'd be like 5,000 pieces.
A 5,000 piece jigsaw? 500 piece jigsaw in half an hour?
Yeah.
Okay. And is that how the competition works? When you're in a contest with someone, there is you don't get obviously see the jigsaw in advance, I presume.
No. So in the competition, there'd be about 200 people in each round. Mm-hmm. And everyone has like a bag in front of them on their table with a jigsaw puzzle in it, but you don't see it until the person says go. And then everyone opens the bag at the same time and you all have the same jigsaw.
Yeah.
So it's pretty interesting. Like, no one's seen the jigsaw puzzle before. So it really, it's not like anyone has an advantage, really. So everyone gets to give it a go then. And I think you have an hour and a half to complete it. But the top few will be completing it in about half an hour.
Really? Oh, so you get an hour and a half, but the best ones are going to do it half. So you've got this thing that's fun. That must be an extremely stressful experience suddenly now to have a clock going somewhere and everyone else around you racing.
Yeah, it was pretty stressful. I didn't really know what I was going to be doing going into it. But there was like the audience watching you like right beside your table.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was cameramen on you because it was all live streamed as well on YouTube.
And
there was a lot of people going at once as well, which is busy.
Are you able to zone in and zone all of that out?
Yeah, I think beforehand I was nervous and then as soon as you get going, you're just focusing on the jigsaw and it's the same as if you're at home, really.
It's no good. There's no use looking over at the table to the person next to you, is it? Because
not really. I suppose sometimes maybe it'll push you on if you see you're doing good. But
would it? Okay.
Normally your head is just down looking at your jigsaw so you're not looking at anyone else's.
Oh, jeez, I'd be in bits if I looked over and saw someone was way more advanced. I'd be like, no, I'd just totally freeze. I presume you get the image, that you have the image somewhere of what you're trying to complete.
Yeah, you have the box, so like they let you stand the box up and you can look at that, but I actually don't look at the box when I'm doing it, personally.
So what's your kind of technique then?
I suppose you turn over all the pieces and then separate the edges mm-hmm. and maybe do them first. And then just go by blocks of colour. So if there's a really bright colour, like a red or a pink, maybe do them first.
Very good. And what kind of people have you been speaking to? I presume you spoke to the other jigsaw puzzlers at the World Jigsaw Puzzle Championship in Spain.
Yeah.
And it's all sorts of people, really, is it?
Yeah, it's people from all over the world. I actually didn't realise how big it was, but there was people from like America, Australia, and then a lot of Europeans as well. And it's all different ages as well. Like, there was, like, a few, like, kids at it. There was adults of all ages, from, like, 20s to 70s, 80s. Like, there was all ages. So it was really lovely. It was such a nice community.
Yeah, I'd say that there's... do you have to be good at maths to be a good jigsaw puzzler?
I don't think so. Maybe the problem-solving brain would help, but I don't think you'd have to be good at maths.
I'd say. And it was a family fair. Did some people go over to support you?
Yeah, my dad actually competed with me. So I did the individuals on my own. And then I needed a paired partner for the doubles. So I got my dad into it. So he's Darren Quirk. He's a doctor in Killarney. So he joined me and he was very nervous at the start, the poor fella. But he loved it then once he got into it.
Is he good at jigsaws?
He would be, yeah. He never really do them. I just kind of convinced him to give it a go with me. But yeah, he was a great partner to help.
You went up a tone there when you went, he would be. Like, that's not the most convincing. He's good at other things, Dr. Darren.
Obviously we kind of had a good technique going. He was turning over the pieces and handing them to me and then I was making them. So it worked out well.
How did you do then overall? I mean, where did you finish? 200 people.
Three rounds. So in the first round, I came 15th. And then in the semi-finals, I came 4th, which is pretty good. I really liked that jigsaw puzzle. And then in the finals, I came 33rd.
33rd. And there are 200 people taking part. So 33rd, having gone there for the first time.
Well, 200 in that round. So there was about over 1,500, I think, altogether.
Go away. And you finished 33rd.
Yeah.
Right. So this gets you now very interested in upping your position in the coming
Worlds. Yeah, it's really interesting. Yeah, and now that I know how it's set up, I'd love to go over again and try it again.
Wow, okay. And what's the biggest puzzle, the most complicated one you've ever taken your hand to?
I've done about a 5,000 one before.
Yeah.
So that was massive. It took over the whole kitchen counter.
I'd say.
And it took a few days to finish that one.
And when you finish them, do you just put an end to it? Or do you do the thing some people do, paint over them with glue
no,
and keep them forever?
I just do them and then break them up and do them again.
Oh, is that right?
So I say I do them all over again. Loads of times.
Must take a lot of storage space, this hobby.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. My whole house is full of them.
Someone's
it's great because I have my parents' house at home full of them as well. So two houses just fill up with them.
Someone is they're encouraged. I might enter the next Jigsaw World Championship. Over the weekend, I managed to do a jigsaw in 2 days. Even though it says from 4 to 6 years in the box. So that old joke, no. Like,
very good.
Someone says there's a good movie about a woman who loves jigsaw puzzling called Puzzle, which is on Netflix at the moment.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, I would have thought. I would have expected. Now, you actually want to get other people involved, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. So me and the other Irish people who were at the jigsaw competition this year are setting up the Irish Jigsaw Puzzle Association.
Yeah.
So we actually have a Facebook group if anyone would like to join. It's just called Irish Jigsaw Puzzle Association.
And just go on Facebook, look that up and you'll be there.
Bye.
That's what you do. That's the shout out. If you want to join in this association, go on Facebook and look up the Irish Jigsaw
Association.
Puzzle Association. Yeah. Very good.
And we're hoping to host an Irish event next year, so an Irish competition.
And in case people think you're skiving off from your job in school, you use jigsaws, don't you, in the classroom?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Last year I was teaching the infants, so I use them a lot for them. It's great for their fine motor skills. Mm-hmm. And like with the little pieces, to learn to rotate them and learn to how the pieces fit together. But now I'm in an older class, I'm in third and fourth class. So a big shout out to them, they're listening now. And we're actually using jigsaws a lot in math. And we're also starting a jigsaw puzzle club here in Lachlan.
Really good. And you use it as a warm-up in class?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
And that's, again, just to kind of get their short-term memory up and running. And
yeah, exactly, yeah.
The cure...
They're actually really interested. They're all after starting jigsaw puzzles, so it's great. It's great to see an interest in the youth starting it as well. And it's great to get them off screens for a while and see them interested in something a bit different.
I was literally about to say, it's like the cure for being hooked on your phone and devices to actually concentrate on shapes. And it's more important than ever. How long have you been teaching, Emma?
This will be my third year now.
Very good. So you're only 24, is it?
Yeah, 24.
A young teacher. And do you love the job?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, definitely.
That's good, because we hear a lot of negativity about how difficult it is. So it's always good to hear that you have the passion and the drive. Even though Wicklow's a long way from Killarney.
Yeah.
Wicklow
yeah,
and Kerry.
It's very fun. It's a lovely school I'm in as well, so the kids are brilliant.
Oh, delighted. Listen, thank you so much and happy puzzling. And
you better, thanks a million.
You better get back now before the class tear the place apart.
Yeah. Thanks a million.
Emma Quirk, thank you so much. And to everyone in Lacken National School listening in County Wicklow, get back to it now. Back to you. Back after these.
Email oliver@rte.ie.